asking everyone a question. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? How are you feeling today?
Blessed and highly favored, at peace.
I mean, how are you really feeling?
Amen.
That's what I really mean. Amen? Let's be real, right? Let's be real. We tend to put on a facade for everybody. I'm okay, you're okay, I'm feeling good. But we deny how we really feel.
That's right.
Right? We don't want people to know how we really feel, right? We don't want people to know that we're not really perfect, right? I mean, tell the truth. You do it with loved ones. You do it on your job. You do it with associates. I'm good. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect. I mean, really, right? So, how are you feeling? What's really haunting you? What's really bothering you? So we're going to go through some scriptures. Is it fear? Are you afraid? Amen. Are you afraid of the unknown? Amen.
Amen.
Are you afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow, like in every area of your life? Amen.
Amen.
Your children. Are you afraid what tomorrow's going to bring to them? Are you afraid of what tomorrow's going to bring to you? That's a fear. Amen?
Amen?
Sometimes you're just afraid. It's irrational. It has no basis, but you're constantly afraid. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to show you 2 Timothy 1:7. And we're going to get to the, let me just say this. My major verses I will give you in the end. We're gonna close this up with the verses that have been reverberating in my spirit at the end. Amen?
Amen.
So let's continue with this. 2 Timothy 1:7. What does it say? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes your mind is driving you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
But that's not God. You have to know where that's coming from. Amen? You got to take authority over that and put it down. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 56:3 says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust you.
Hallelujah, yes.
When you're afraid, trust God. Go to God. Amen?
Amen.
But, you know, no need to call anybody. Trust God. Go to God. Amen? 1 John 4:1. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. Have you been tormented by fear? In your head, right? A constant torment. But it says perfect love, and we're going to get to that perfect love. I'm just trying to give you the scriptures right now. Amen. Perfect love casts all fear. Who here walks in perfect love? None of us.
That's right.
I can't cast out your fear. But perfect love can cast out your fear.
Amen.
We're going to get there. Amen? Let me tell you something. You have a fear of tomorrow. You have a fear of your battles. How I'm gonna work this out? How am I going to win this battle? In 2 Chronicles 20:17, the Lord says, you will not need to fight this battle. He was speaking to Israel. You will not need to fight this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you.
Amen.
O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you.
Amen.
We fear so much, and we forget who is with us. We forget who's really going to battle. The battle is in the spirit. The battle is not in the flesh.
Amen.
When you grasp that, that your battle is not in the flesh, your battle is in the spirit. God fights your battle. Obviously, God doesn't want you to walk in fear. He wants you to know his love for you is perfect. And that's the perfect love that will cast out your fear. Amen? He wants you to trust and believe in him in the midst of your fear. He will save you. But we dwell in the fear. Amen? We get so immersed in that fear that we forget that God's the one that's going to fight the battle for me. God's the one that's going to, look, God's the one that's going to save your children. It's not you.
Amen.
You can't save them. You're not God.
Amen.
Everyone must come to God on his own.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
Your job is to get on your knees and intercede for them. Your job is to always put them before the Lord. That's your job. So why do you walk in fear? God is more than able. God is more than able to do what you cannot do. Amen? Let me ask you something else. What haunts you? Is it shame? Can't let anyone know about my past. Can't let anyone know about the things that I've done. Let me start by saying this. We have all done things that we are ashamed of.
Amen.
There is no one, and if you tell me that you have done something that you're not, that you cannot be shamed, that you cannot be shamed for anything, I have to say that you're a liar. You're a liar. We have all done things that we are not proud of. We have all done things that we really feel shamed about. But what does the Lord say? The Lord says in Isaiah 54:4, fear not, you will no longer live in shame. That calls for a hallelujah from everybody.
Hallelujah.
You will no longer live in shame. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrow of your widowhood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, now that's speaking to all of us. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to dwell in the past. He doesn't want you to dwell on your past shame. God wants you to let it go. Amen?
Amen.
When you hold on to that shame, what's your fear? Your fear is of judgment, right?
Yes.
You fear people are going to judge me. People are going to judge me. But you can release your fears to God and trust him. He will take care of you because he loves and he forgives you.
Amen.
We have a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read another scripture to you. It says in 1 Peter, I forgot to write the complete reference. See, I lay in Zion a chosen and precious cornerstone. The one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you trust in him?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You'll never be put to shame. Let me show you something. A cornerstone. What is a cornerstone in a building? It's the chief stone. It's the major stone. Amen. It's the major stone, and all the other stones are placed according to the cornerstone. And the cornerstone is the God. Amen.
Amen.
The cornerstone guides the building. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the cornerstone. You know that, right?
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
He's our standard and measurement. Amen?
Amen.
And he has forgiven us.
Amen.
He has forgiven us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you trust in him, your shame is gone.
That's right.
Forget it.
That's right.
And like Pastor knows, I always say, don't let anyone bring it up.
Don't let anyone bring it up.
That's not you.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another thing I say, and I'm going to get it all, you know, that's in the sea of forgetfulness. Amen? Don't go fishing in my sea.
That's right.
Because that's not me anymore.
Amen.
And, you know, it ain't your business. He forgave me. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First John, I don't know, I missed a few writing down scriptures here. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ, so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back in fear. So remain in fellowship with whom? With Christ.
Amen.
Remain in fellowship with Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 10:1 says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
Amen. Amen.
That's you and me. Glory to God. Is it anxiety? Anxiety. Is it depression? Are you stressed about so many things? What does the Lord say? What does Scripture say? You know, your God and my God speaks to us through the Word, like the pastor said. He speaks to us through the Word. And if you will allow the Word will renew your mind.
Amen.
And once your mind is renewed, amen, it will listen to your spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It doesn't say casting all your care upon the pastor. It doesn't say casting all your care upon your friend. Yes, you can consult and ask advice, but you got to cast your care upon the only one that can deal with it.
Amen.
The only one that can heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The only one that can heal your anxiety, your depression, your sadness. Mm-hmm. In Philippians 4:6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God.
Amen.
Amen.
What is it that you want? What is on your heart? Put yourself up in your room and give it to God.
Amen.
And say, Lord,
amen.
Lord, this is on my heart. Lord, I need you to work with this. Amen. It says by prayer and supplication. Do you know what supplication means? Have you ever knelt down and just cried and cried and cried because your heart is so broken? That's supplication. You are, I'm not going to use that word, but you all understand what supplication is. But we can say pleading and crying out to God. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Lord wants, because he's the one that can take care of it. Make your request known to God by prayer and supplication. Supplication comes, involves groanings and cryings. Have you been? I've been there.
Yes.
I've been there. I've been there for my children.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord answers my prayer.
Amen.
And when I'm not going to go into that, but the Lord hears your cry.
Yes.
The Lord hears your cry. Listen to what Psalm 41:3 says. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
Amen.
He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
Uh-oh.
He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him.
Amen.
Amen. Put your trust in God.
Amen.
And reverence the Lord. That word fear is reverence. Amen. Many will see and reverence the Lord and put their trust in him. Amen. I waited patiently. Hey, when you're depressed, when you're sad, have you waited patiently on the Lord? What does the word mean to wait? When you go to a restaurant, doesn't somebody wait on you? Amen. The waitress, amen. Don't they serve you? It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. I ministered to the Lord. I served the Lord. I waited on the Lord. It doesn't mean time. It could include time, but it means I ministered to the Lord. How many times have you ministered to the Lord in your depression, in your sadness, in your anxiety? Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm going through a hard time here. Lord, but I want to praise you and worship you during this period of depression, during this sadness. Lord, send those angels and lift up this cloud of depression. Only God can do that.
Amen.
The word says that when we praise and we worship him, he inhabits our praises. He comes in. I've experienced that. I've experienced times of depression, and I have started to praise and praise. And I have physically felt that cloud of depression begin to lift.
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I love this one. This scripture, Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Hope in the Lord. Your hope has to be in God. Your hope cannot be in anyone. Your hope cannot be in this system. Your hope cannot be in our government. Your hope cannot be in handouts. Your hope has to be in God. My hope has to be in God. Amen. And this, I heard this in one of the Psalms today. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
Amen.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
God is not going to put burdens on you. God is not going to put a weight on you. He says it. His burden is easy. He says, come to me. Come to me when you're heavy laden. Come to me when you feel those burdens weighing you down. I've done that. I've experienced God lifting the burden off my shoulders. Physically, I've experienced that. You don't even know until God lifts that burden. Most of the time, we don't even know that we're carrying this burden.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced the Lord lifting that burden. He's the only one that can do it. Amen?
Amen.
Do you have feelings that you don't measure up? Do you have feelings that you don't qualify? Do you have feelings that you're not good enough? We've all been there, I believe, also, in different situations in our lives. we feel that we don't qualify, that we look at somebody else and we think that they're better than we are. We've been there. I don't know. I believe we've all been there. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
We weren't always perfect.
And we're not now either.
That's a good one. That I expected you to laugh at that. Hallelujah. Here's what the Lord said. Here's what, when you know, this is what the Lord says. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
It's through Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
It's through, you got to recognize that whatever you do, it has to be through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
If you begin to trust in the Lord, yes, you do your homework. Yes, you do what you have to do.
Right.
But only he can perfect it.
Amen. Amen.
Only he can perfect it to the extent that you feel good about it.
Right.
That you feel you're doing a good thing. And what does it say? Until the day of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? You'll never reach perfection.
That's right.
We don't reach perfection on this earth.
That's right.
We are totally perfected when he calls us home.
Amen.
So don't measure yourself against anybody.
Amen.
Go to God and let him perfect this work. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And here's one scripture that I have shared with so many. Proverbs 16:3.
Yes.
Commit your work to the Lord, and he will establish your thoughts. When I was going to seminary, that scripture helped me get through so many papers. Because I would pray and I would say, Lord, I commit this work to you. You got to establish my thoughts.
Amen.
Same thing with everything you do in life, whatever work. It says commit your work. Whatever work you do, you want it to come out perfectly, you want it to come out right, commit it to the Lord. Amen. You're in your office, commit your work to the Lord. You're doing research, commit your work to the Lord. You're taking your children out on an event, commit that event to the Lord.
Yes.
So that there's safekeeping, so that you're safe with your children wherever you go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we've run through a few things, right?
Yes.
Some of our fears and anxieties and so on. Amen?
Amen.
But you may still feel that you can't combat these things. You may still feel, I can't do this. I can't come out of this. Amen? And yes, that's true. You cannot do it on your own.
Right.
I'm going to give you the first scripture that the Lord gave to me. This is what he said. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I'm sure you all know this scripture. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Right.
Old things have passed away. All things have become new.
Amen?
Amen.
So who are you? Who are you? Do you know your identity? Have you really received that identity? Amen?
Amen?
You have to recognize that you are not the same persons you were, the same person you were before you came to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You're a newborn. But why do we use the phrase born again? You're a newborn, amen?
Amen.
The old has passed away, amen?
Amen.
All things have become new. You're a new creation. You gotta let the past be the past.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. When you have come to the Lord, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Look with Micah. Micah in 7:9, Micah says, He will again have compassion on us. He will tread. You know what tread means? Stomp underfoot. When you stomp something underfoot, He will tread our iniquities underfoot.
Amen.
He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. That's why I always say, no fishing. No fishing allowed. I know who I am.
Amen?
Could you imagine? Into the depths of the sea. Psalm 103:12 says, He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Can you conceptually understand that? Can you visualize that? The east and the west will never meet.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
He's cast them away as far as the east is from the west. Is the gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more. The Lord has chosen to forget our sins and our lawless deeds. Now, let's clarify this. Let's clarify it a little bit. Amen?
Amen.
I will remember no more. Isn't God omniscient? Isn't He all-knowing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't he omnipresent everywhere? He's everywhere. Amen?
Amen?
It doesn't mean that our sins have slipped His mind.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that. Amen? What it does mean is that He has chosen not to hold our sins against us.
Yes.
God doesn't forget anything. He's all-knowing.
Yes.
You can't put a limit on God.
Amen?
Amen?
God is self-sufficient. You can't put a limit on. He knows, but He chooses not to hold them against us.
Amen.
He's chosen that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are seen as a sinless person because of the blood of Christ. When He sees you, He sees the shed blood of His Son. His Son imputed righteousness to us.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I'm no longer the person I was. You're no longer the person you were. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I will remember their sin no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He treats us as if we have never sinned. That's how He treats us. How often have we done that with people? It always pops in what they did to you.
Yeah.
Pops in your head. Look what they did to me. Look what they did to me. Yeah, I love them, but look what they did to me. Imagine if God was like us. But He's not. He says, my ways and my thoughts are higher than yours.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. He doesn't hold it against us. And that's a lesson on forgiveness, and we're not going to go there. But, you know, even in forgiveness, I'll just say this. We tend to hold things against people. Let it go. Let it go. Let it totally go. If that's you, let it go. Look what He did for us. Amen?
Amen.
You have to walk in who you are, your identity. I don't have a problem with my identity. It's not being, what's the word? It's not being boastful, okay? It's not being boastful. It's I know who I am in Christ. And there's nothing you can do or anyone can do that's going to dissuade me from that or bother me.
Amen.
You can say whatever you want to say about me.
Amen.
But I know who I am.
Amen.
And whatever you say does not impact me.
Amen.
Yes.
Because I know who I am. You have to know who you are. Do you know who you are in Christ? And if you do, it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter. I know who I am. I know who my God is. I am forgiven forever.
Amen.
Past, present, and future sins.
Amen.
That's why he was nailed on the cross. That's why he says in 1 John that he is. If we confess our sins, he says, little children. What does that mean? Children of God. Little children, if you confess your sin, right? He will forgive your sins. Amen? He will forgive them. So our sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven.
Amen.
Amen? Do we still make mistakes?
Yes.
Yes. Because we're in this flesh. We still have, we're not in our glorified body.
Amen.
But if we go to him, he will forgive us. Hallelujah. So you must walk in who you are. You must leave the past behind. You must make a conscious decision to bring down every argument, every criticism that tries to put you or tries to deny your identity.
Amen.
What does the word say? In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Amen.
So when people mess with your mind, you gotta take those thoughts captive. When people try to act that they're better and they're holier than you, you got to take those thoughts captive.
Amen.
You got to say, I know who I am.
Right.
I'm a child of the Most High God.
Right.
My sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the first point I wanted to make. That's the first verse that the Lord was giving me. The second verse is this. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of stuff packed in that verse.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When Christ died on that cross, you or your old nature was on that cross with him.
Amen.
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 The person you were has been nailed to that cross with Christ.
Amen.
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 I have been crucified with Christ, it says. Amen.
Amen.
When he rose from the dead, amen, he gave all who come to him and believe in him and make him Lord, amen, hallelujah, a new spirit, amen. He gave us a resurrected spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because you have believed, accepted him as Lord, he dwells in you.
Yes.
He resides in you via the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, when the Lord came to earth and he became flesh, and he had to leave. He told his apostle, I have to leave so the Spirit can come.
Yes.
Because when Jesus was in the flesh, he could not be everywhere at the same time. He was in the flesh. But the Holy Spirit, God, can be everywhere and can dwell in everyone. So, he dwells in you, amen? So, the life that you now live, amen, in the flesh, you must live by faith in the Son of God. So what does that mean? it's talking about your flesh. It's talking about now. It's not talking about when you're in heaven. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a problem in heaven. We're not going to have any issues. So what does it mean? See, here's a problem. I recited to you all the things that we, or some of the things, right, that plague us, some of the issues, amen? But here's what we do. What do? We believe that we can solve it by ourselves. Most of us, we start putting in motion things that we feel are going to resolve the situation, right? We start doing that. Amen? We're going to resolve all the negativity. We're going to resolve all these problems, right? But then what happens? We don't have 100% success. It's not perfectly resolved. Amen? Because you're not all-knowing. I'm not all-knowing. I can't change anybody's heart. You can't change anybody's heart. Amen? We can't discern the hearts. I don't know what's in your heart. You don't know what's in my heart. Amen? I don't know what needs changing. I don't know what needs a healing. Amen? So we try to operate without knowing these things. We try to make people do things that they can't really do. Because they're hurting inside. Because that issue has not been resolved. Because they need healing or deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
But God discerns the hearts. But God can change the hearts. Amen? Hallelujah. So as we walk in this flesh, the word says, he says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
Yes.
By faith in the Son of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what does that mean, by faith in the Son of God? It means that everything I do, I have to consult with God. My faith has to take me to God. Not, you know, the first thing I have to do is go to God. Lord, what do I do about this? That's faith. See, that verse tells you, you're living in the flesh, but you can't do it by yourself. You got to do it by faith in God. And the way we approach God is through faith and prayer.
Amen?
Amen. What do? Lord, I need this. Lord, I want this. Lord, how can I attain this? Lord, is it your will?
Amen.
Is it your will that I move to Florida? I thought no for a long time. I thought no. I even told somebody that, no, I'm not going to Florida. But I'm in Florida. Because it was God's will.
Amen.
And finally, I submitted to the will of God. I had to take this flesh and submit it to the will of God.
Yes.
Amen? Okay. See, that's what you do. Lord, I'm falling into the depths of depression. Have you been there? You know what? Sometimes depression just hits you. It just comes on you suddenly. I've experienced that. All of a sudden, I'm sad. All of a sudden, I'm depressed. Gotta go to God. Lord, I'm falling in. I'm falling deep. Help me. Pull me out. Show me the fallacy and the errors of the thoughts that plunge me into depression. It all begins with your mind. What are you thinking? What's going on in your mind? What is the enemy putting in your mind? Remember, the devil, the enemy, the spirit of Satan, Lucifer, he cannot read your mind. He cannot, only God is all knowing, but he can plant thoughts. You know, those little darts that they, he shoots these little fiery darts into your brain, into your mind. You're not good enough. You thought you did a good thing, but, you know, it wasn't good enough. You're not going to be able to get that job. You're not qualified enough. Your children, forget them. Forget them. They're going to do what they want to do. And what happens? Little by little, you fall into depression. But God, Lord, pull me out of this. Lord, and you begin to take those thoughts down. That's where your identity comes in. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians says, 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 says, I do live in the world, but I don't fight my battles the way people of the world do. The weapons I fight with are not weapons the world uses. In fact, it is just the opposite. My weapons have the power of God to destroy the camps of the enemy. I destroy every claim and every reason that keeps people from knowing God. I keep my thoughts under control in order to make it obey God, Christ.
Right.
See, our weapons are not carnal. Amen? Like I said earlier. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's fought submitting to Christ. It's fought on our knees. It's fought by waiting to find out what the will of God is. What the will of God is. Many a times, where I've shared this, but I'm not going to share the details, I've had some issues. And I couldn't resolve them. And I've gone to God in prayer and supplication. And clearly, 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 he has told me how to resolve the issue.
Amen. That's right.
God speaks.
Amen.
But you know what? We are so distracted. We are so busy in our heads that we don't listen.
That's right.
You want God to... Nobody... Look, God is impartial. I always tell people... I have such a relationship with God. I do that to irk people. You know why? You know why? Because so can you. I know better than you. We are not better than any other. But are you listening? Are you seeking? Are you saying, speak, Lord, speak, and then being quiet to hear what he has to say? God will tell us how to resolve. Amen? Your weapon is your faith. Your faith walk. That's your weapon. Knowing your identity is your weapon. Your faith walk is going to cause you to go to him first. Amen? With your desires, with your plans. Let him decide what the course is for you. Let him decide it. Don't let other people decide what the course is. People don't know you how God knows you. People don't know your heart. People don't know your hurts. People don't know your rejections. People don't know what you're still harboring in your heart. But God does. And God will empower you to overcome these things if your walk is a faith walk. Amen. I'm going to leave you with this. You have to totally submit to him. Submit your life, which is what I was saying. He died for you. He died to set you free. He died so we can spend eternity with him. Remember when Paul wrote to the Galatians and he wrote to the Romans, and he said that there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on between our old nature and our new nature, the spirit. Amen? Between, he called it between the flesh and the spirit. See, you have to decide. You have a new nature. You have a new spirit. The spirit says one thing. The mind says another. There's a battle going on. You have to decide to hear the spirit and walk by the spirit. Right? Those who are led by the spirit are the sons of God. You have to allow yourself to be led by the spirit. Amen. You have to be in the word, because the word is what's going to renew your mind so that you submit to the spirit. You have a new spirit. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit resides there. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with your spirit. But we're still battling the flesh. Amen.
Yeah.
Walk by the spirit.
Amen.
Walk by the spirit. Believe who you are. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe. Let me, you're a new creature, right? The word says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things, stop bringing up the old things. And listen, church, and we're all at fault when we get perturbed. Stop bringing up the old things in the lives of others.
Right.
You have no right to do that. We're all a new creation. We are all now the children of God. And if he has forgiven us, what right do we have not to forgive each other?
Amen.
And the verse, and this verse did so much for me, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen?
Amen. You are all blessed.
Amen.
That's the word for you today and for me.
Amen.
That's for me.